Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Too many Americans are having heart screening tests performed when they have no symptoms of a problem. That's according to a new study from Consumer Reports, which finds that the results can be detrimental. To discuss the findings, I'm joined by Dr. John Santa. He's the director of the Consumer Reports Health Ratings Center. Welcome to the program, Dr. Santa.
Thanks for inviting me.
What's wrong with the overuse of heart screening tests? Isn't it better to be safe than sorry?
There's nothing wrong with heart screening tests that work well and result in good things happening, and there are several of those. Our concerns came from a survey of 1,200 healthy 40 to 60-year-olds with no heart symptoms, no heart disease, and no risk factors for heart disease, who reported, 44% of them, that they were getting other screening tests like EKGs, stress tests, and imaging tests that the evidence does not show are good screening tests and, in fact, can be harmful. That bothered us, especially in light of some additional data that some treatments like angioplasty and stents are being overused in this same group of people.
Now, these types of screening tests that you're referring to, how are they harmful?
Well, realize these are great tests if you have symptoms. If you're having a heart attack, if you have heart chest pains that aren't responding to medicines, these tests are the test to do. These aren't good tests for healthy people who are trying to prevent any problems in the first place. They're simply not accurate enough in that larger population of folks. In fact, they're more likely to be false positive. We all probably have a plaque somewhere. That doesn't mean that that plaque needs to have an angioplasty and a stent. That doesn't mean that plaque is going to cause a problem in the near or even long-term future.
Aren't there cases of major heart problems existing with a patient not sensing or reporting any symptoms?
Absolutely. There's a lot we still don't understand about heart disease, but I think what we need to accept is that just because a test is impressive from a technology point of view doesn't mean it's going to detect those kinds of problems. Tests for high blood pressure, high cholesterol, for diabetes, those simple, very affordable tests work extremely well, and one of our frustrations is that a lot of the research shows people aren't getting those. But instead, some people may be getting these more expensive tests.
About 600,000 angioplasties are performed in the U.S. each year at a cost of more than $12 billion. In an analysis, half a million of the procedures, almost half of them were performed on people with few or no symptoms or were considered to be either questionable or inappropriate. That's a bit stunning. How big of a factor is money in the overuse of angioplasties?
Well, we get our health care in a market system, in an environment where, for the most part, we incentivize our doctors and hospitals to do things. And our value system for health has favored tests, favored treatments, favored technology to the detriment of talking to patients, laying out options, explaining. You know, this is a situation when you're healthy and trying to prevent heart disease, a picture's not worth a thousand words. In fact, a thousand words is a lot more valuable than a picture. The picture can be misleading when you're trying to prevent something from happening in your heart.
I mean, is there any long-term risks in using angioplasties on patients that may not need them?
There is. Realize most angioplasties result in a stent being placed once the artery is opened up. That means you have a piece of metal in your heart artery for the rest of your life. That means you may need to take a medicine to keep a clot from forming at the stent. That means you've actually put something in that can cause a problem. That means that if at some point in time you may need to have heart surgery in that artery, they won't be able to put a graft into that stent. So this is not innocuous. I mean, you're bringing up a concern we have that we know from studies that many patients think angioplasty and stenting is a very low risk, safe. They don't need to worry, and it will save their life.
I'm talking to Dr. John Santa. He's the director of the Consumer Reports Health Ratings Center. Dr. Santa, if a patient is told by a doctor they need this kind of procedure and they are not suffering from any symptoms, how are they to determine if they might be better off not doing so?
Well, hopefully they will have done some research, or they will do it pretty quickly, and they will say to their doctor, I respect your opinion, but I want my primary care doctor to tell me what they think, especially in terms of maybe medicines accomplishing the same goals. Or if they do have serious heart disease, I want a heart surgeon to tell me what are the pros and cons of heart surgery versus angioplasty. What patients and consumers need to know is that there's four options. Sometimes you don't need to do anything. You're healthy, and the picture that you're seeing is something that occurs in normal people.
With plaque now being found in the arteries of young people and athletes, is the reality that almost all Americans have some plaque buildup, and is this just a normal condition?
That's exactly right. I mean, to tell you the truth, when I went to medical school in the 70s, there were studies that I recall being pointed out to us that American soldiers who died in Korea and had autopsies, these were soldiers in their 20s, had a significant evidence or instance of plaques in their aorta, the big artery from the heart. This is something that occurs in our culture. Only a subset of us go on to have problems with it. We shouldn't jump to the conclusion that we need to have an invasive procedure when we're not having any problems at all.
Do changes in the diet and starting an exercise routine actually diminish the buildup, or does it simply slow down or stop its progression potentially?
Well, I think both. I think in some cases it can diminish the buildup. And you know, what we need to realize is that heart disease is not just a plumbing problem. It's also a clotting problem, an inflammation problem, and there's probably other factors. When I practiced, I had a patient who lost 80 pounds. His blood pressure became normal. His diabetes disappeared. His cholesterol went down to normal.
Finally, with billions of dollars on the line, is the medical industry likely to really change this practice of aggressively testing and treating non-symptomatic heart problems? Or will it be up to the patients to be more assertive in avoiding extensive tests when there are no apparent symptoms?
Well, I think all of those things are going to need to, and they will happen. We can't afford all the health care that we currently have. Whether it's in heart disease or other areas, we are going to have some hard choices to make. It is going to result in some hospitals and some doctors not doing as well economically. I think some of them will realize this and kind of step back voluntarily. Others won't. You know, we have two cardiologists in Maryland who one of them is in court and one of them has lost his license because of inappropriate provision of angioplasty and stenting. So there's going to be a spectrum of behavior. That's how our system works. We're going to need to get used to this being messy.
One more thing. If a patient is told that their situation is critical and they feel somehow rushed into the process of having a stent put in place, is there usually time to consider that option before doing so, or are there really instances where a stent needs to be put in immediately?
Yeah, that's a very good question. if you have sudden onset of a chest pain and you're having a heart attack, you need to have an angioplasty, be evaluated for and have an angioplasty and stent done within 90 to 120 minutes. You're not going to have time for a second opinion. That is a situation where angioplasty is very appropriate. It's life-saving. And by the way, the study that you referred to earlier fortunately reassured us that when angioplasty is being done in those acute conditions, 98.6% of the angioplasties were appropriate. So you're fine in that situation to proceed. But if you're not having any chest pain at all or any other symptoms, or if you're having chest pain but it hasn't changed, it's stable, then you have the time. And we feel you should insist on having all of your options explained and sorting things out in terms of what's the option that you prefer.
Dr. John Santa, the director of the Consumer Reports Health Ratings Center. Thank you for joining me, Dr. Santa.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.